You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. Today, we are with Bernie J. Fatla, owner and co-founder of LaDom Footwear, who has over 30 years in the footwear business. LaDom manufactures and markets women's shoes in men's sizes to address the footwear needs of the cross-dressing consumer, as well as the genetic woman that has a larger foot and still desires fashionable, updated footwear. Bernie, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks, Eric. I appreciate being connected with you and sharing our story.
You're more than welcome. And so to kick things off, go ahead and tell us about your unique company, LaDom Footwear, to get things going.
Well, we started LaDom 8 years ago. And when we realized that there is a need out in the marketplace of bigger women's shoes, well, as we all know, the masculine foot is different than the female foot. And so I found a factory in China, and we then started to do product development, and we traveled the country and talked to a lot of cross-dressers and the transgender community. I'm a firm believer that you need to speak to the end consumer. You need to know what's going on the street. And so we went to Denver and Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, Milwaukee, and Atlanta, and talked to our end consumer in those cities at conferences and just found out what they were looking for, and then put the line together based around that. And we sell the shoes through those conferences as well as through distributors around the country that carry our line. And the one thing that we noticed once we were into it is that the shoes that were being offered, not only were they just women's shoes in bigger sizes, but for the cross-dresser who wants to blend in, if you will, and go out, you know, everyone doesn't want to be wearing 5, 6, and 7 inch heels, and that is how the consumer had been addressed prior to that. And if I was told once, I was told a number of times, Bernie, I just want to be the prettiest girl that I can be, and I'm not a hooker. I'm just someone who enjoys women's clothing and women's footwear. So I'm looking for a 3 inch heel pump. I'm looking for a ballet flat that will go with my suit. And then, of course, if you have the transgender consumer and they're living full time and working, you know, they're going to go to the office or their workplace again in comfortable, fashionable shoes. And so that's sort of the genesis of how it started. And we've been going forward since then. Like I said, we're now in our 8th year of shipping shoes to our end consumer.
Where did the idea come from that brought LaDom Footwear to the marketplace?
I was reading the Sunday New York Times and the lifestyle section, and the headline was, "If the shoe fits, you're lucky." And obviously, with my 30-plus years in the footwear industry, that caught my eye. And it was about a drag queen from Brooklyn who was lamenting the fact that she couldn't find fashionable footwear, and she was a men's 13. And so I told my wife, there's a business here. We just have to figure out how to get to it. And so I then started doing some homework. Obviously, the internet was a great help, just finding out about how the footwear was being addressed and who was selling it, if anyone was selling it. And obviously, no one was. All they were doing is just making women's shoes in larger sizes. And as we all know, a masculine foot is not the same as a feminine foot. And so we then started talking to different individuals and found out that there were transgender and cross-dressing conferences around the country. And we ended up going to those, whether it was in Boston or Denver or Atlanta, Philadelphia, and just speaking to the end consumer and saying, what are you looking for? What would you like? And that was really how it started 8-plus years ago. we felt that we got good information from the individuals we spoke to, and most of the girls that I spoke with said, you know what, I want shoes that I can wear to the office. I'm not looking for 5 and 6 inch heels. I'm looking for ballet flats. I'm looking for a 3 inch heel. I'm not a hooker, and I want to be just the prettiest girl that I can be, whether it's going out in public or just staying at home and dressing. And so that was the start of it. It obviously is a very niche market. And we then rolled and brought in the first container, like I said, a little over 8 years ago, actually 8 years ago this past November, and have been going on since.
Quite interesting story there. And what methods are you using now to promote your brand, or what did you use in the beginning stages as well to grow the brand?
Well, by going to the transgender conferences and cross-dressing conferences, we obviously did advertising in their programs, on their websites, and then also sent out newsletters. There are newsletters across this country, Chicago Gender Society, the Tri-S Group, and so we advertised and still do in those types of publications. Plus, we also then were contacted by RuPaul with RuPaul's Drag Race, and we did some things with them. We did a mini challenge in season 5 and 6 with our shoes, so that gave us some additional exposure. But I always firmly believed in just talking to people, no matter who it was, where it was, because I'm a firm believer you don't know where a good idea is going to come from, and you don't know who you might be speaking with. And as a result, people were very, very open in sharing ideas and telling me, talk to so-and-so, or there's this place down in New Orleans, and they carry shoes, but they might be interested in it. So we really just did it very guerrilla, if you will, from a guerrilla marketing standpoint, of just trying not to leave any stone unturned in trying to reach our end consumer. And it really worked from there. Plus the word of mouth that happened. Oh, I heard about your shoes from my friend Jane, and so she told me to call you. So that was it. And then of course doing website work helped to advertise it as well.
Today we are joined by Bernie J. Fatla, owner and co-founder of LaDom Footwear, that manufactures and markets women's shoes and men's sizes, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. Bernie, where is LaDom Footwear being manufactured?
The bulk of the line initially was done in China. The complete line, I should say, initially we manufactured it in China. It took us a while to find a factory that understood our concept and knew exactly what we wanted to do. So that has been consistent over the past 8 years. About 18 months ago, we started working with a factory that's here in the U.S., which allows us more flexibility. We're able to customize shoes in that we've got a number of patterns. And if someone wants it in, say, a purple upper with a green heel or whatever, we're able to do that, offer that. And plus, there's also the cachet of Made in America. Pricing is different, of course, but it offers us some flexibility, and we also then don't have as high a minimums. China's not getting any easier to work with, and as more and more factories close and et cetera, it becomes more difficult. So we felt we needed to cover it on both ends, continue to use China for the larger volume shoes that we manufacture, and then to use the Made in America on select shoes that offer us that flexibility. And so we're pleased. It's a combination of both. I would like to grow the Made in America project more, but it's a growth process as anything. But we have a very, very good factory that we use, and customers really like the shoes. So it's a combo.
And lastly, what types of associations do you have? And if you would, discuss the Walk a Mile Association.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier, we have the associations with the with the transgender groups, the newsletters, et cetera, that we have. We support, in some instances, depending on where the organization is, the Gay Pride it comes into place. We've done things in Madison, Wisconsin, and in Milwaukee, and in other cities. And the interesting thing about that, though, is that crossdressers are not gay men, for the most part. Depending on the study you're looking at, 75 to 85% of all crossdressers are heterosexual males. So there is the overlap that exists there. So we use our associations with the different crossdressing groups. But our Walk a Mile Association is the international organization that was started about 15 years ago by Frank Baird and his wife to build public awareness about domestic abuse, sexual assault, and gender violence. And LaDom Footwear became associated with Frank about 5.5, 6 years ago. And we then developed a shoe called the Natalie, which is a 4-inch heel red pump that is the official shoe for the Walk a Mile. And guys across the country, actually, we ship the shoes around the world. Gentlemen walk in the 4-inch heel red pump, and it's Walk a Mile in her shoes, and they help to raise money for the local shelter, domestic abuse shelter, or whatever there is in their communities across the country and Canada, and like I said, around the world. We've shipped shoes to the military in Germany and Italy, and so that is a very good association. We at LaDom discount the shoes heavily for that, but then we also, on the back end, give a percentage of the profits of the sales of the Natalie back to the international organization. So we believe it. I'm a firm believer. You know, everyone deserves to be happy, and that sort of is the genesis of how LaDom started. You know, I mean, the world has bigger issues than a guy wanting to wear women's shoes or women's clothing, and then no one should be abused. No boy, no girl should ever be beat up for any reason. And so it's who we are in our the DNA of LaDom Footwear. And we are very proud of our association with Walk a Mile, and work with people all the time to help make their walks a better walk and profitable. And obviously we like to sell shoes, but even at the end of the day, if an organization can't fund it or whatever, we share as many ideas as we have and try to just help support them and say, well, maybe talk to so-and-so or whatever that might be able to be to make their walk a success and to continue to build it. The movie The Hunting Ground, which aired a year ago this past January, premiered at Sundance Film Festival, dealt with sexual assault on college campuses. And in fact, Lady Gaga, the song that if people saw it could happen to you, that she sang at the Oscars, was the theme song from The Hunting Ground. And LaDom Footwear was very active in helping to promote that to be shown on college campuses. So anyone who called, we had a link and would connect them. And they ended up having over 500 screenings of the movie on college campuses across the country. So that's an association, again, that we're very, very proud of. And we're always looking to continue to do that in any way we can. Like I said earlier, no one deserves to be beat up or assaulted in any way, shape, or form. And unfortunately, the numbers are there. And I'm a firm believer it's the silent killer in this country, plain and simple, because a person in an abusive relationship doesn't want to talk about it. They feel like they're the cause of it. And as a result, if LaDom can help one person by our spreading the word, that's a good day, and we believe in it very strongly.
Bernie, before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information about LaDom Footwear online and how they also can be in touch accordingly.
Sure, absolutely. You can go to our website, www.ladom.com, and that's LEDAME.com, or you can call us at our 800 number at 877-365-6147, And if you're interested in doing a walk, you can go to the Walk a Mile website, and there's a link to LaDom Footwear, and it's those three vehicles will get you here, and we'll be more than happy to talk to anybody and answer any questions and just continue to tell the story. There's a couple of stories, but a small company that believes in, you know, being a good citizen, a good corporate citizen. And that's who we are at LaDom Footwear. We're, you know, women's shoes and men's sizes.
Once again, Bernie, thank you for your time, and thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks, Eric. I appreciate your time.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Bernie J. Fatla, owner and co-founder of LaDom Footwear, that manufactures and markets women's shoes in men's sizes. And for more information, simply visit LaDom.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.